back to school, and one of the biggest wrinkles this year is the new cell phone ban that has caused, as you know, if you're involved, man, it can't be out at any point during the day. Not in between class changes, not even at lunch.
If it even falls out of the backpack, the teacher will swoop it up. It is gone there, girlfriend.
And then nobody knows where it goes after that. We don't know where the phones go.
I think they maybe put it away and then they get it back.
I think that's assumed, but okay. I don't think we've had it proven in fact yet. But as my kiddo said, man, but a lot of kids are having problems with it. There's fidgeting, there's tremors, there's legitimate withdrawals. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that gives us our Tuesday morning top 10 today. From the home office there and the writing staff. Which, by the way, we also banned them from using cell phones in the home office there in Granbury.
How are they going to do their TikToks?
Tuesday top 10 today. It's the top 10 signs that your kid may be going through some cell phone withdrawals because of the new cell phone ban. We're here to help. Here's a gentleman. Public service announcement. Top 10 signs that your kid is suffering withdrawals from their cell phone because of the new school cell phone ban. Just like
number 10.
Number 10. They walk through the door after school. They drop their backpack and they just look at you. I've got 412 notifications. Don't even look at me, Mom.
I don't have time for this.
Number 9.
Things they have to deal with. So much responsibility.
Number 9.
They are swearing to the school nurse that they are experiencing throughout the day phantom vibrations. All day. Absolutely.
I don't know that the nurse is equipped for all this.
Number 8.
She can't do anything anyway without like express written consent by the NFL.
Number 8.
They keep trying to zoom in on the chalkboard with their fingers every day. That's not going to
happen. Number 7.
Number 7, sign your kid is going through cell phone withdrawals. You find them trying to doom scroll by thumbing their finger around an old rotary phone.
Yeah, that's not how any of that works.
Who's on the other line? Hang up the phone.
Number 6.
Is that call waiting? Number 6, the first thing they do at 4:30 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon. So did it float? Kids love
Willow.
I mean, that's one of the casualties of this whole thing. That's okay. Edumacainment can wait, kids. Willow Float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock right as you get into class there, right there. Yeah.
Number 5,
sign that your kid's going through cell phone withdrawals.
Number 5.
Well, speaking of, there's a full bucket of ice water on the counter and nobody's challenged it all day.
Number 4.
Hashtag that thing. Number 4, they're now referring to their little brother as just Siri.
Number 3.
That's not his name.
Number 3, yet they answer.
No. Number 3.
Number 3, they repeatedly come home with paper cuts because they are trying to swipe up on their notebook paper. And that just...
Number 2.
Those hurt.
Number 2, I mean, who wouldn't freak out for crying out loud if you realize you have no phone and thus... cannot call the manager.
Where is your manager?
It's same like you're worse.
I would like same. You to speak to your supervisor now,
keep
please.
Going in line. And then finally, the number one sign your kid is going through cell phone withdrawals due to the new cell phone school ban.
Number 1.
Well, today they almost learned something. Yeah.
Aww.
There you go, kids.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.